deplorable.
What you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. The end won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Oh my gosh, welcome. It is Wednesday, 11-2. Oh my gosh, we got, what, 6 days to the election. November 8th, pretty wild time to be alive right now. And make no mistake, MAGA is alive and well, no matter how you feel, how you look at the news. And, you know, you got 82-year-old men getting hit by hammers. You got war. You got Bolsonaro. He didn't concede. I mean, there is so much happening right now. But before we go any further, let me welcome my partner in justice, Shady Groove. Shady, welcome to the MGU show. Or MU show. What is, yeah, it's your show. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, it's my show, and now I'm here. I got Telegram right here beside me. Oh, there he is. There he is. I thought I was doing the show with Telegram today. Yeah. Welcome, Patriots.
I didn't get any comments from my producer that I didn't have the wrong camera on. But hey,
I'm telling you, I'm not sure exactly what's going on there, man. I'm just telling you. Oh, yeah. Now he's talking.
Now he's like, don't you hear when I interrupt you? No, not if I need to go like this, you know. I mean, I can, you know, go back and forth. I'm reading. Yeti does a great job every day. Thank you. Plus 17 for our Yeti. We love our Yeti. And by the way, Shady Groove, check this out.
It is coming.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
And that song, Shady Groove, is called Fire and Ice. Let me just get the exact name for it. Very interesting song. A song of ice and fire, Ramin Djawadi. And the typeface font, right, is what you're talking about, is Game of Thrones, just the font, right?
No, the music is Game of Thrones.
It's called a song of ice and fire.
Yeah, that's the Game of Thrones theme, right?
I don't know. I don't watch that show.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the Game of Thrones theme.
I'll just give you the, yes, and the type font was Game of Thrones too, so could very well be. I don't watch the show, so my apologies. They'll tell us in chat. Sounds like you're listening to A Song of Ice and Fire by Ramin Djawadi, Djawadi. Very interesting. Winter is coming. It's going to be a dark winter for them.
Yeah, Joe Biden's getting darker and darker every day, so Dark Brandon. Isn't that what they wanted to call him, Dark Brandon? Okay.
And Kim has said, yes, it is Shady. You are correct, as always, Shady Groove. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, that's not true. I get stuff wrong all the time.
So Leeligs and I have both never watched Game of Thrones. So thank you, Shady, for knowing that. And Kimma for confirming. Because you know, we're all about confirming. We bring the sauce, don't we, Shady Groove, every day right here on the MG Show.
That's what it's all about.
Before we go any further, we're having a little bit of fun today, but we got a lot of moving parts. Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht are still being held in custody for not reviewing a confidential informant source. We've got a lot of weird reporting on this right now. We might talk a little bit about that as well. And Shady says, yes, I believe. I don't know. We'll see. But before we go any further, we are not sponsored by Lucifizer, are we, Shady?
No, we are not. We are sponsored by you, some of the greatest patriots ever to walk the earth, the people that know the truth and are fighting for the truth. That's you.
Yeah, and thank you, each and every one of you. Even prayers, if you can't, because it's tough, and we understand, just prayers. Those are priceless, guys. And without any further ado, thank you for supporting our sponsors. Thank you for mg.show/donate. Thank you for the Rumble Rants. Yeti, roll that beautiful boom footage.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Use buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog, too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's all right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
And welcome back. And you don't know what you don't know, but I still stand behind my statement behind Shady Groove and his humor. 800-873-0478. 800-873-0478. Use MyPillow code anywhere on MyPillow.com or just go to MyPillow.com/MG Show. But you call the guys, the beautiful people over there, 800-873-0478. Shady, you're deplorable again.
I am. I'm deplorable every day. That's just the way the cookie crumbles, friend.
They got me off Twitter, so apparently I'm really deplorable. Mark Elias didn't like that I got more retruths or retreat, whatever it is over there now. See, I'm all retruth. I'm all on truesocial.com/@inthematrix with three X's, at Shady Groove with three O's, at MG Show on True Social. Get over there. But, you know, Shady, wow, they got a lot of people. They got, you know, Pepe Lives Matter, Jordan Sather. And you know we were in that article with Media Matters, so I was just testing to see if Media Matters, Mark Elias, me trolling them, would get me kicked off Twitter. And guess what, Shady?
It did!
Yeah! Oh, my God. And, you know, we got so much happening. And let's start with this, Shady, because we have to. Guys,
okay.
Sorry.
Oh, here we go.
Cringe factor, but we got to listen to what the enemy says.
We've seen a lot of ads by Republicans running for everything, touting crime. Crime is the issue. But when an 82-year-old man is attacked by an intruder in his own home, they don't seem to be too bothered by that because that person is married to the Speaker of the House, who's of a different political party. I just want your viewers, and really I would like every American, just to stop and think about that. This is the kind of violent leads to violent action that props up authoritarians, and that's unfortunately what we see the Republican Party today supporting.
It almost sounds like she's talking about herself.
Yeah, that's interesting because in my notes I just wrote down Satan speaks about Pelosi.
So she's basically, you know, issuing a Paul Pelosi gay hammer statement. False flag the narrative for the midterms. You know, I see right through this. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, you know, okay, I'm sorry, Paul Pelosi, you're 82 years old and got hit in the head with a hammer. Okay. But now what? Where are we? You just get banned for talking about it or asking a question. It is kind of weird that Nancy Pelosi, 158 days after he got, you know, husband, 158 days after he got, you know, in a car accident.
Drunk driving. Right.
Yeah, driving. And why 158 is important, you're going to want to watch tonight. Queued up, Shady Groove. We got queued up, Hammer Time, hammering out the details on the Paul Pelosi debacle. Get over here tonight. It's at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Queued up. Gemcoms will queued up. Rumble.com/MGCho tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. So, but 158 days since the guy was in a DUI. That was weird. And now he's getting hit in the head and beaten in the head with a hammer. Can we just question his lifestyle maybe a little bit? Because I don't care what party he is. Could you imagine if that was Donald J. Trump's family or relatives? You know, I would respectfully question. I mean, sorry. I mean, this is not about party. This is about what the heck is going on in the Pelosi home. I mean, seriously.
I'm telling you, man, none of this adds up. Not anything that they're... And then now every media talking head out there has doubled down and pushed forward that there's nothing to see here, that this is exactly how they reported, except they're lying on their face because we know the police said that someone opened the door for them. And the police said that there was no confrontation until they were there, and then they witnessed the guy hit Paul in the head with a hammer. Okay, so and there was multiple hammers. I'm just saying, I don't know what these hammer people do, but it seems weird.
He had zip ties too, and just underwear. I don't know what's going on in the Pelosi household, but let's listen to what President Trump he's even questioning.
Well, first, how do you listen? In the Pelosi household in San Francisco over the weekend?
Well, it's weird things going on in that household in the last couple of weeks. You know, probably you and I are better not talking about it, but the last been broken from the inside to the out, and the last couple of weeks. You know, probably you and I are better not talking about it, but the glass, it seems, was broken from the inside to the out. And, you know, that was, so it wasn't a break in, it was a breakout. I don't know. You know, you hear the same things I do.
Yeah, the 9/11 tape seems to suggest that that he knew the identity of the guy.
Yeah. It's a lot of bad stuff. I'm not a fan of Nancy Pelosi, but what's going on there is very sad.
Yeah, very sad. It seems to me there would be security evidence of this. There just seems to be more to this story. Would it be safe to say?
This is, I think, more than the traffic accident, it looks like to me.
Sir? I mean, how absurd. Clearly, this was a deranged man. We know that much.
Yeah. The whole thing is crazy. I mean, if there's even a little bit of truth to what's being said, it's crazy. But the window was broken in, and it was strange that the cops were standing there practically from the moment it all took place. So, I don't know. You're going to have to explain that to your audience. You're going to have to explain it to everybody, including me, because that was figuring out Russia and figuring out China is much easier.
Yeah, well, it would. Yeah. I think in time we're going to learn more if, in fact, there's a curious.
I think this is the beginning. But it's a sad situation. Very sad, actually.
Yep. It is a sad situation. That more people don't question it. More people don't go, oh my gosh, maybe we do have a bunch of freaks in the White House and in on the Hill. Shady, and, you know, Nancy Pelosi being Speaker in the House. I mean, come on. I mean, this is insane. And he did bring up traffic accident.
He sure did. And, he brought up a very common point, too. That guy was trying to get out of there. He was trying to get away from her, or away from him, I think.
Yeah, I mean, totally, dude. I mean, this is insane. You know, everything is insane. These people are sick. I'm sorry. So we've got the Paul Pelosi attacker did go in, and DePepe was back in court with arm in a sling. Let's check it out. Maybe he threw out his hammer arm. I don't know.
No cameras allowed, but it was a packed courtroom for this arraignment for David DePape that just wrapped up a few moments ago here behind me at the Hall of Justice. He was wearing an orange jail jumpsuit. He was not shackled, but one of his arms appeared to be in a sling. He was in the hospital as well. He apparently just got out of the hospital this morning. The details of his injuries are unclear, but he sat quietly in the courtroom as the judge, Diane Northway, a retired visiting judge, accepted his plea of not guilty. He faces a number of state charges, including assault with a deadly weapon, elder abuse, burglary, and so on. And of course, these state charges are in addition to several federal charges that were announced yesterday. And if convicted on all of these charges, Neil, of course, he could spend decades in prison, possibly more, because the assault with a deadly weapon charge carries a possible life prison sentence. So everyone is back in court now on Friday for more legal proceedings, including some arguments about whether he should be allowed to be free on bond. So we are all back here on Friday, but for now the arraignment is over, and we'll see.
Ooh, huh? So he's not guilty, and you know, discovery is going to be very interesting on this case. I bet I'll be under seal, though.
Well, I think that's why the feds came in. I honestly think that that's what they're doing to try to cover it up. I mean, you know, this is San Francisco. There is no cash bail there. I don't understand why the guy's not back out, back at home already. Like all of the other people that are knife wielding and people that beat up females and people that push elderly people onto the street and things like that. Well, those people get right back out on, you know, they're walking around. I don't understand why DePape can't have that same courtesy.
Right.
I guess you could raise money on the cruelty, and it's hilarious now. And, you know, Trump Jr. tweeting underwear and a hammer. And, of course, these conspiracies now that are out there that this was actually just a love tryst gone wrong. Look, this is why we have to call this out. You know, I am glad that we are talking about the conspiracy theory, because usually we ignore them and they actually grow online. It's ludicrous. What I'd like to see is just some semblance of humanity. I'd like to see every Republican candidate and elected official say that you condemn this attack. That's really basic. Just say you condemn the attack. But secondarily, recognizing the fact that when you convince people that an election was stolen, when you convince people that there are lizard people that drink babies' blood, I'm not even joking. That's actually what a lot of folks believe.
Adam.
excuse me, I don't believe that. And by the way, I do condemn the use of a hammer to attack Paul Pelosi. Now, I want to know the rest of the story, the real, the truth. But you guys are acting like something more is up. So I'm a little suspicioso, Shady. What about you?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you would think, why would you get offended if Donald Trump posts a picture of a pair of underwear and a hammer? Why get all upset? What's the inference that you're taking from that to be offended? If you're offended, then you have something to be offended over. No?
I just want to look. I'm sorry, Paul, that you got bashed in the head with a hammer. All right. Now, let's find out what really happened. Let's really find out what happened. Let's get the Capitol Police had the video, Shady, apparently, right? But they weren't exactly watching it, because maybe something was going on that they didn't want them to see. Say, hey, go ahead and you're off your shift. Go ahead. So we can de Pepe.
The cats will play. Is that what you're saying?
I guess. I don't know. We don't know. So instead of, like, you know, hiding it, covering it, calling me a believer in lizard people that drink baby blood, which I don't believe in, you asshat. Let us find out what it is. I mean, come on, stop it. Stop it. We're all grown adults here, and they're living in this fantasy world, Shady.
Well, yeah, that or they're trying to prevent us from figuring out what fantasy world that they live in, maybe is a little bit of the what's going on there, too.
Yep. Show us the tapes, Jess Hop 17. Absolutely. Check out this, Shady.
There is no both sides here. No. And a lot of them like to say it, including Ted Cruz when he was here. And I'd like to remind everybody that it was the Democrats, not the Democrats, who stormed the government.
No, it was the Democrats.
And tried to kill the vice president.
Yeah.
Okay. And
So it was the Democrats. Thank you.
Now coming up to the next election, which is next week, by the way, that all they do is talk about crime, crime, crime. Well, I looked it up. Murders in major cities have fallen by 4% so far in 2022 compared with the same period a year ago. So crime is not on the rise. It's actually going down under Joe Biden.
But what if
I want to say?
Bullshit.
Bull de Papi. All right, Shady. So you know, I want to just point this out. This is a little shot of the corner of, you know, their little logo. But isn't it interesting? Oh, my gosh. What's going on? The View. Oh, my gosh. It's Ingsoc.
Oh! Oh!
As you recall, the View symbolism, and it will be their downfall. Ingsoc stands for English Socialism. Remember the movie and book 1984, right? It's
I do.
Newspeak word, Shady Groove. So that's newspeak.
It is.
You guys are starting to see it. Now this is, you know, zoom out a little bit and just see what's being perpetrated on humanity, Shady. It's disgusting.
Yeah, and look at the way that she said there, because it was the Democrats attacking the federal government. Do you remember the federal courthouse in Portland being under siege for like 100 days? Like literally 100 days. They were during the summer of 2020, well before the January of 2021. They were attacking the federal government in Portland and many other cities around the country, seemingly with the support of the, quote, Democrat Party, from what I remember.
That was peaceful, Shady. What are you talking about? That's been debunked.
I mean, you know, fireworks being shot through the windows of a federal court building is peaceful.
Debunked and peaceful. Come on.
Don't be debunking, Shady. It's Wednesday. You can't debunk Shady on Shady Hump Day.
Oh, my God. Here we go. But, you know, that's how they act. I mean, everything is debunked. No, those were not peaceful protests. I'm sorry, but I couldn't say that because you got me off Twitter. You got me off all the social medias, YouTube. We couldn't tell you about Joe Biden's laptop. There's something wrong here, guys. Please, you know, and thank you very much for platforms like Brighteon.tv. Thank you very much, Brighteon.tv, for hosting our show here, the first hour of our show every day, Monday through Friday, Brighteon.tv. Go over there, check them out. Also, the full 2-hour Shady Groove on Rumble.com/MG Show. We love our Rumble guys out there. What's up, Rumble? And then obviously Red State Talk Radio, RedStateTalkRadio.com. You can use your spy device to say, tune in to Red State Talk Radio at 12:05, 10:05 p.m. Eastern, and then 6:05 a.m. and you can hear yours truly. And we also got the podcasts, guys, mg.show/podcasts. Thank you very much. So, you know, at least we're out here talking with you guys, right, Shady?
Well, it's been an amazing year to actually get all this stuff in line. And, you know, a big thank you to Red State Talk Radio. I mean, you know, they stepped in whenever we were completely deplatformed and gave us an outlet, gave us a place to talk, gave us a place that we could send people to hear the content. And, you know, I really just appreciate I appreciate people that aren't afraid of the truth and are willing to allow people to speak what it is that they think is going on. Whether or not you agree with me or you agree with Jeff or you agree with this show or not, that's irrelevant. What is relevant is the idea that we are allowed to speak. And I wish that for everyone. I don't want Democrats to be, censored. I don't want them to be deplatformed. I have no desire whatsoever for that because the reason that they want us deplatformed is because they're too dumb to make their arguments in public. And so they just don't want to deal with it.
That's right. Patrick Manuel 62 says, let's go. $17 Roma rent. Thank you so much. Veteran RN. Love you guys. We love you, Veteran RN. Thank you. D3M0S. It's 2022. It's okay to admit you're gay these days, Paul.
Good point.
Live free or die.
You should be proud.
You know, why not? And live free or die. We love you. F. Lucifizer. They can kiss his MAGA butt. We love you, Scott. Thank you so much. Live free or die. Great patriot. At live free or die F1 is on True Socials. Well, go give them a follow. Got a lot of great patriots out there. So, Shady, we got some news on Melody Jennings and the monitoring of the drop boxes, Shady. Let me go over here. This is the Washington Examiner, November 2nd, today. And let me just get rid of all this. No, thanks. I don't want it. Use code MG Show. Oh, my gosh. So a federal judge Tuesday puts limits on a group monitoring ballot drop boxes in Arizona. U.S. District Court Judge Michael Liberty issued a temporary restraining order that will be in effect for 14 days. Okay. And that order prohibits members of Clean Election USA and their agents monitoring drop boxes locations from being within 75 feet of a drop box following people delivering ballots. What is going on? I mean, can I just read the article or do I have to get all these pop-ups, Shady? Oh my gosh.
No, you have to wait.
So the order prohibits members of Clean Elections USA and their agents monitoring drop box locations from being within 75 feet of a drop box. Okay, that's normal. Following people delivering ballots to drop box and verbally engaging with people depositing ballots in the drop box or are within 75 feet of the drop box. Group members are also prohibited from openly carrying firearms and wearing visible body armor within 250 feet of the ballot drop box. Melody Jennings, the founder of Clean Elections, was also ordered to post messages on her True Social account, one of which reads in part, "It is not always illegal to deposit multiple ballots in a ballot drop box. It is legal to deposit the ballot of a family member, household member, or person for whom you are caregiver." So that's two. Okay. The statement, in my opinion, right? Isn't that then that read two? Or is that read all those people can do it?
I mean one for each household, I think.
Yeah. So in Maricopa County on October 28, video obtained by ABC shows a man in tactical gear near an outside ballot box. One of those people was a female. They weren't men. I mean, what's going on? What her pronouns aren't he, him. These people are stupid. I'll prove it. Right here. The video is here somewhere, right? Here. These people right here. ABC News. This is a female. Okay? You got it?
Yes. It is female. Oh, it's a woman. We refer to them as women.
Yeah. I mean, so right now, your article is garbage. I'm sorry. I just cannot stand it. And they're normally pretty good. Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, who's on the ballot. Okay, she's on the ballot for governor. She's losing. Her own party is beating her up, and she's worried about this. Why, Shady Groove? Allegedly, why? Because they got to stuff the box for this chick to win, allegedly. And Shady, they got to use the machines. They got to use the algorithms. They are coming full bore. They do not want Carrie Lake to win, who's up over 11 points today, Shady.
Yeah, and that's very interesting that you said that, because that is the same polling that I was seeing yesterday. And then last night on Fox News, they're showing Katie Hobbs with a 1-point lead, literally. Like they I don't know where they are finding the worst polls that they can possibly find, but those are the ones that are currently being reported on Fox News and all these other races too. And yesterday, you know, we played that clip that had Blake Masters and on the Fox News, and they, you know, they took a shot of him from like when he just got out of the shower off of Instagram or something. They didn't, you know, they put a terrible picture of him up there. I just think that they have, you know, they had a big audience on Bret Baier's show yesterday. Oh, they were all just all about some Tim Ryan, bringing in Tim Ryan, letting him just go full bore without being challenged. Why can't we challenge these people? I don't understand why the news media people can challenge any Republican that comes on their air, but whenever they get a Democrat there, they treat them with kid gloves. It's almost like they're working for the Democrats, Jeff.
And the communists, Republicans, rhinos, Democrats, to your point. So Shady, like, who's the guy going up against going up, Ryan? What's his name?
J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance got a standing ovation, and they were like, oh, God, Bret Baier and Megyn Kelly, I think that's who the other person is. I mean, they don't like that, guys. He's going to win. I mean, they're going to win. And wouldn't the news in, real non-Matrix communist takeover of the news cycle, I mean, wouldn't you be happy for Carrie Lake? She was a reporter in people's living rooms for 20 years. She's gained a lot of trust with people. She actually stood up because she, you know, quit because she didn't like the way the news organizations were going, guys. Mm-hmm. And here she is saying a lot of the border is going to be fixed. Fentanyl. Katie Hobbs wants fentanyl. Grooming children. Katie Hobbs wants grooming children with your education. I mean, this is their last stand. And so everything, they're throwing the law books at everything. And this is Mark Elias Law Group suing Clean Elections USA. Let's quickly go back, Shady, and we'll go back a little bit more because there's more on this. Hobbs is a Democrat running against Carrie Lake for the state's governorship. She should step down, Shady. I mean, this is like, you can't do this. What do you call that, Shady?
Conflict of interest.
Conflict of interest, yeah. So, I mean, Shady, they are freaking out. They are freaking out.
Well, the one thing that I thought was very interesting that Carrie said yesterday, she's like, we didn't hire any Washington, D.C. consultants. And she said, we didn't hire any Arizona political consultants. She said, you're hiring me. I'm the one. I'm the mama bear. I've got 30 years of experience. I'm the one that has a vision for this state. It's not about the consultants. It's not about the team, if you will. It's about the state of Arizona and making it better. And man, I'm telling you, talk about resonating with voters. That message resonates a week out from an election, my friends.
Yeah, and then this is Melody Jennings went on Bannon's War Room. Let's check it out.
Melody, when we left you yesterday, you were winning. Are we winning this morning, or did a federal judge, if you got to stand in the next county next to the box, isn't that what the judge told you? Is that winning, Melody?
No, it's not. The way that we lost a little bit yesterday was the First Amendment loss is that we're not allowed to take pictures or video at the drop boxes in Arizona. So that seems a little bit like an infraction of the First Amendment.
Well, what did the judge say? Where do we stand now? And by the way, I think some of your people have to stand 250 feet away. Others can stand with wherever Arizona law says. But if they can't take photos and they can't take video, is it just they're going to write affidavits? I mean, what are we doing? And are you going to take this to the next level? You're going to go back in the court and fight for the First Amendment?
I'm going to be talking to my attorney about that, and I'll let you know, Steve. But yeah, definitely, we still have ways to make sure that shenanigans and anything illegal gets run up the chain. You know, number one is still eyewitness, right? Video surveillance put up by counties and by states still will never see to the light of day. Will never be adjudicated, but eyewitness is still everything, so we can still fill out affidavits. And also, we will be reporting up to True the Vote, Project Veritas, wherever we need to. So we still have a way to make sure that your election, every one of you, your citizens of Arizona, are protected. But still, the camera not taking pictures and video is problematic for the First Amendment.
Okay. It's problematic. Yes, we're going to still fight this one. Melody, how do people get you to volunteer or to support you? Where do they go?
CleanElectionsUSA.org is our website. Definitely please come over and support us. We've got a lot of lawfare, and that's how they try to bury us, right? So givesendgo.com/cleanelectionsusa. Notably, it went down yesterday right after I was on War Room. It went down for the entire day.
There are no coincidences. They're no coincidences, baby. Come on. They pulled the plug on you guys. Yeah. You're fighter, Melody. The people of Clean Elections, you're not going to back off. Melody, thanks. We'll look for another update this afternoon or tomorrow as soon as you find out about the court.
Wow.
They're putting people, you know, Greg Phillips and Catherine in jail. You got Melody's thing fighting every day in courts. You know, Mark Elias and guys. Can we play Shali Kumar's? Can I play
Republican? Yeah, Mark Elias is exactly right. North Fund, Democracy Docket, Arabelle Advisors, Foreign Billionaires, managed by Arabelle Advisors. Shady. I mean, dark money at its finest all over.
Dark money coming after patriots. Dark money coming after your First Amendment right to assemble and your First Amendment right to speak. And along with that comes your First Amendment right to take pictures if you're in public. And it doesn't really matter who's in public, and it doesn't matter what mailboxes are in the shot of the photo that you take. So this is a little bit frustrating, but we have gotten to a week out with these drop boxes. And I'm telling you, this last 3 weeks was kind of go time for them, and we've really, I think, put up a bit of a barrier, a little bit of a roadblock for, and I believe that's why they're so triggered. Jeff, they've got all these ballots that are sitting there in the mail room and in the NGO office, and they haven't found a drop box yet.
Yeah, and by the way, she mentioned that when she was on the show yesterday, this was gone too, so givesendgo.com/cleanelectionsusa, she could really use, you know, a little bit of help. Authority, Q is late. Now we can start the show. We are waiting for you, Authority, brother. Thank you for coming. Shay, we can start now. You ready?
All right. Yeah, let's restart. Right. Let's get back for Authority. Back it up.
Okay, so let's talk about this.
And we're back.
Now, hey, welcome back to the MG show. It's, I can't do it right now. All right, so... Shady, we got a lot of weirdness going on Truth Social. We noticed this Ivory Hecker person, journalist, who did cover the second day pretty well in regards to Greg and Catherine and True the Vote. And now, Shady, she's gone full clown town.
Yep. And then it goes sideways.
So, you know, I just want to show you this, Shady. Authority just came up with this. Need I say more? You remember who this guy is, Shady?
Oh, I know who that is. Oh, is he Austin with? Are they together?
Oh, they did an interview together. Clown Town. So that seals it for me, the Authority.
Clown Town.
You guys, please, I need you guys really right now. I'm going to drop this link, guys, in here. You guys need to comment. You need to say, okay, so, and we're going to tell you what they kind of said. It's stupid. So there's the link right there, guys. Please get over there and retruth that. And let's get the Patriot Army, the Q Army out there. I'll say it now. Q Army. We're the Q Army, Shady. Let's get out there.
Yes, we are.
And tell Ivory. So Ivory did do, I'm going to give it to her. You know, we've got to, right? Credit was credit due. Catherine did it, say, hey, you know, Ivory, thank you for covering the case today. And she did a good job. We even played it here on the show. Mm-hmm. Then she mm-hmm. came out with Webb Shady Groove. Mm-hmm. What's the guy's name again? Webb? Oh, my God. George Webb?
The guy's George Webb. And I'm just going to give a little bit of a backstory on this. George Webb was out there about a week and a half ago attempting to insert a narrative. This was a little bit after Eugene Yu was indicted in LA, and he was trying to run a story, trying to create a narrative, a story that Eugene Yu, on his way when he was picked up by police, had an encrypted thumb drive from Adam Schiff in his pocket. And I'm in LA hunting down some of his old haunts, hoping to find out some more information. So this is what George Webb was doing a couple weeks ago. Now jump forward to right now and getting into what they did yesterday.
That's right. And, you know, so, I watched the whole thing, listened to, you know, maybe I stopped it. You know, it was like, what, 25 some odd minutes long or an hour or something like that. I don't know. But I watched most of it. And George Webb didn't even have the slightest clue about anything going on in the case.
None.
But he made a lot of false accusations. First of all, he's like going on and on and on and on about
like money changed hands, and if Greg gave Catherine money and they're not married and they could go to... So much confusion is being, you know, assembled here. They're just trying to confuse you of the case, okay? They're confusing. Right. This guy was paid to come in and confuse you. And he was saying that if Greg gave Catherine money, that she could go to jail unless they get married because of paternal. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's so weird. First of all, that went on for 25 minutes, Shady, give or take. And then Ivory finally said, hey, well, there was no money. It was just data. Oh, well, then never mind, he says. But he just confused the heck out of anybody watching this right now, guys.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even know what the pit was, Shady.
Yeah, well, yeah. In that interview, he says that the pit was the Greg gathering all of these FBI agents from around the country, undercover FBI agents, and bringing them all together at the pit. And let me tell you guys something. You know, there's all these narratives out there. What the pit was a convening of independent media and journalists who, like, it's never been assembled probably since the Revolutionary War. I mean, I'm not kidding around here. People that are independent-minded, people that have their own perspective, and people that publish things based on their own perspective and the facts that go along with it. That's who Greg brought together. So, interestingly enough, that the Clown Town FBI agent guy is calling all of us independent journalists who don't have any of those puppet strings like he does, FBI that's agents. Right. I think that's very hilarious.
You know, and you said this, Shady, this is on True Social. How do you know when patriots are being effective? How do you run a counter op as cover against? What is needed to make it stick? Who do you use? Only when they feel threatened will they come up and out of the shadow. The pit was the largest group of individual researchers, journalists, and independent media to convene in modern history. That is a fact, Shady. Well said. The ones who want you to think different have a lot of people in small cars. Clown show. And then this is, you know, and you put this with it. This is the authority saying George Webb doesn't even have the slightest clue of what the pit was, but he thinks anyone going to listen to him about the court case? Ivory Hecker won't ever live this interview down. And I'm sorry. Here we go. Let's check it out.
This because it looked like all the actors in this little play were all this FBI from every corner of our country come together is in this pit in Arizona where they're all speaking, and everybody from every district office and every FBI office is all there in this one place.
Wow.
So what was he saying there? That's not anything what the pit was, Shady.
Nope. It's a complete lie. And he's saying that to Ivory because he knows that Ivory Hecker is getting a following out there because she's an ex-Fox News person. And so he is muddying the waters for her so he can send her, or they're working together, whatever. But that is a complete lie. And the idea, what they're saying about Greg, you know, now he's trying to say that Greg was a honeypot to lure Catherine in. Guys, listen. Donald Trump tweeted Truth twice yesterday in regards to this mess that's going on with True the Vote and very, very supportive of them, Dilly. I went over there last night and gave Dilly that Trump post and he blocked me, Jeff. I guess he just doesn't want to see the news.
Yeah. And, you know, I wanted to just, you know, this you know, and authority's right. This interview severely will injure her credibility if you didn't think Austin Steinbart already did. Shady Grove, this is Brian Cates. Ivory Hecker decided to bring several fabulous George Webb, the serial fabulous George Webb, onto her show to discuss the True the Vote case and arrest and detention of True the Vote's Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips. After admitting they don't know anything and have no inside information, a spitballing session ensues in which Webb advances the narrative that Greg is a Fed who has cleverly entrapped Catherine, who doesn't realize he's one of the bad guys.
Who is the person who is going to get in between this and us putting this system in? The only person that raised their resistance here for this was Catherine Engelbrecht. That's why they want to destroy her. She's the only person
you want to destroy
in this real
them.
Situation we're talking about since 2020, bringing in these Chinese CCP guys to administrate our poll watching. She's the resistance. So you've got to compromise her. The FBI doesn't do any other than that. That's, they make crime,
and
right?
And you think Greg was brought in to compromise her?
Listen to what Peter Strzok says on how you get somebody to cooperate with you. Money,
listen to Peter Strzok!
Or appeal to their ego. Mice, he calls it.
Yeah, that's some pretty crazy stuff right there. Let me listen to Peter Strzok, Shady. Here,
let me go get his statement. Here, where is that?
His manual.
Peter Strzok's there? Yeah, where's that manual? So, what the hell is that guy talking about?
It's so stupid. But you know, George Webb doesn't have the slightest clue what the pit was. He was talking about money changing hands, saying that they know that he's a what do you call it? They're dating and stuff. But Donald J. Trump just 17 hours ago says this is a devastating attack on democracy. Clown shows. Okay, that's a you, George Webb. That's you, Ivory Hecker. This is the president of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump. True the Vote speaks out after founder's arrest, RSBN Network. And here it is, guys. I mean, pretty wild, right, Shady? That's President Trump's take on it. Now, George Webb and all that. And look, there's Chelsea. Donald J. Trump just got Chelsea, Shady. Look at that. God bless you, Donald J. Trump. And there, this is it. Threatened. So she got this. This was, like I said, this was the good coverage. And now she's going into the bad coverage. So she's, roping people in and then changing their perspective. The bottom line is, you know, we have to be careful. Look at just what we need to look at, Shady. All we need to look at is Eugene Yu, CEO of Connec, was arrested in LA County for allegedly storing private information, 1.8 million records worth, on a database in China allegedly controlled by the CCP. But these people are bad.
Greg and Catherine took that information and did the right thing, what most any American would do, which is contact law enforcement, share the information with them, working in tandem with them for a year-ish before the FBI went dark after telling them that they were being made the target. And now all of a sudden, we told you guys that a couple months ago, and now look at where we're at. They're being made a target and held in contempt by a judge in Houston, no less, that does have connections to the Bush family and does have connections. He actually came out and said that I'm a federal judge, so I have the highest level of security clearance, so there's nothing you can't tell me. Talk about some ego. Trust me, this guy does not have the highest level of security clearance, period.
And, you know, Kat looking up just said, thank you, MG Show, for calling out Ivory Hecker and George Webb. You know, we're calling them out. It's sad that I have to. But Ivory, if you want to talk to people that actually were at the pit and know what it is and actually have lived this journey instead of some clueless clown that you met in a seedy courtroom with Holds a corrupt open. Federal judge, call us or connect at mg.show. Thank you very much. Get with us. And, you know, we'll come on the show and we'll talk to you about real facts. I mean, this is absolutely insane. You know, maybe she's just misled. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I mean, you know, by the way, authority is not giving her any benefit of the doubt. Okay. I mean, he's like, I got to get this. Oh, where is it? I got to get you this meme he made. I laughed so hard, guys. Hang on. This is so good. Where is it?
It's worth it.
Here it is. There they are. Oh my God. So
found you.
And now maybe I'm just going to give her the benefit of the doubt, guys. But, you know, if you want to, you know, talk real news and talk about this case and talk about what we know, and, you know, we'll be happy to show you or tell you. He even brought up, Jeffrey Prather was the one that said he might have been like, I don't know. I he could be lying. You know, everybody's just lying, Shady. It's just so crazy. But if you want to watch video, you know, watch it. But she'll never live that interview down, in my opinion, Shady, unless she does the right thing.
boiling it down, everybody, you know, that is what journalism is supposed to be. It's supposed to be boiling it down, taking complicated issues and bringing them down to the ground and dissecting them and understanding the very specific nuances of each thing, not looking for something to get other people to click on. That's not journalism. That is propaganda. And that is what you're getting a dose of here. And I'll go along with you there, Jeff. You know, we can take the clown nose off of her if she decides to do the right thing. But at this point, you know, calling in the backup of Steinbart ain't looking good.
Well, I mean, that was an old interview. Not Steinbart. Webb, you mean. You meant Webb.
Oh, yeah. I meant Webb. God, I got Steinbart on the brain. Oh, so sorry Steinbart. About that. That's just as bad though.
It's easy. And I was trying to stop, but I forgot to say goodbye to Brighttown.tv. But if they're still there, bye Brighttown. We're on rumble.com/MG show. And we're gonna continue for the next 5 minutes, Shady. We got another five. I think I just wanted to like just kind of button that up a little bit, guys. You know. Okay. Button that up. Also, you know, we had Clean Elections USA. That judgment, you know, I don't know how it can be enforced. It's stupid, but there is an appeal coming up as well.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. There's just so much craziness going on, and there's the election coming out. So all we need to do is just be careful. I mean, there's full blown attacks on patriots by what we think are patriots. Why are we always attacking each other? Well, we're not. We're actually so lockstep together that people are believing that people attacking patriots are with us. I mean, it's the weirdest thing. And that's been going on for 4 years, Shady. I just want our movement to stop, you know, get along. They're not our movement. Sorry.
And, you know, having a little conversation with Red Pill Babe last night, and she made a very good point, which is you cannot bring your virtue to fight a communist. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you bring your virtue to fight a communist, you will lose. And that is the reason that you see us acting, that you see me acting the way that I do on Truth Social towards these idiots, because I'm not going to let it go unsaid. You guys are literally initiating a communist agenda in America. I'm not going to stand for it. You want to come out and call me a patriot? I'm not going to stand for it. It's none of your business what I earn, and I don't care what you earn. I'm not calling you anything, but you want to come out and you want to say all of these different things. Well, it's very interesting, Jeff, that I found a little bit of kryptonite for these trolls, because I start asking them, who do you support in the 2022 election? One candidate. I want one. Name one candidate running in 2022 that you support, and they will not put a name down. So if you want to go out there and have some fun with the Breb trolls, hashtag them just one and ask them to tell you a candidate they support. Because they don't. They support communism, and they support the deterioration and the destruction of America, and they support keeping their little club together in the law firms and banking houses of the United States.
Wow. Craziness, right?
Crazy.
Oh, but no. True. Don't be doing that to me, authority.
Uh-oh. What'd he do? Oh, no. Why would he do that?
I don't know. He's not a friend.
I think that looks like Fetterman. You now look like Fetterman.
Dude, why you make me look like Fetterman?
Where's the boil on the neck?
I tell you, these people. These Anons, I tell you, we're crazy.
You're going to have to get your hands on it.
We can take it. We got thick skin. It's pretty good. If he sends me one of you, I'm going to text it to you. Because
Stop short.
All right, so just to wrap that up, True the Vote speaker speaks out after founder's arrest. That's Catherine Engelbrecht, and we have beautiful Chelsea. Give the right here. Let's listen to her. Here we go. True the Vote. Trump, put this on True Social.
I was so worried that things were going to go terrible, and they did. So here we are. Hi, everyone. I'm Chelsea. I work with True the Vote. I'm the director of operations. As you can imagine, I'm typically on the back end of things and not in the forefront. So I apologize for the craziness. But if you can just bear with me, I'm going to read the statement that we've prepared, okay? True the Vote calls for the immediate release of founder Catherine Engelbrecht and contractor Greg Phillips, who were jailed for contempt today for refusing to deliver to Connick the name of the third party who was present at a presentation of evidence of Connick's wrongdoing. This evidence was provided to the LA District Attorney's Office and their investigation of Connick, which resulted in the arrest of CEO Eugene Yu. True the Vote attorneys are expediting an appeal seeking to have Engelbrecht and Phillips released. Catherine Engelbrecht said, "Trust, honesty, and respect will always be our highest values regarding both our work and our lives. As a result, we will be held in jail until we agree to give up the name of a person we believe was not covered under the terms of the judge's TRO. We ask that you keep us in your prayers. Thank you to those who continue supporting and believing in us and our mission to make elections safe for all parties and all people. Ever onward." Thanks, everyone.
And with that, we'll be right back. Hour number two coming right up, right after these words. Shady, take it away.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show, live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's alright, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the...
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
Hour number two, the Matrix Groove Show on Red State Talk Radio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
guys know what this represents? And raise their values.
Feel the fire, gonna see it coming down. Feel the thunder, yeah, lightning crashing all around. Yeah, and I know, and I know, and I know, and I know, yes, I know. Storm's coming. Got this feeling like nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing can stop what is coming.
Nothing stop what's coming.
Are you ready to finish what we started? You didn't think this was just a catchphrase, did you? Just turn on the news. Bunkers and tunnels and labs, all to be had. Nothing can stop what is coming. Let's go! Don't sweat, Camilla and Joe. Just sit right back and enjoy the show. Deep State don't know which way to turn. They're all on the run. Man, is this fun. Nothing can stop what is coming.
Feel that freight train going 1,000 miles an hour. Feel that trembling. I'm more finished counting down. Yay, and I know, and I know, and I know, and I know. I know nothing can stop what is coming down. Oh, 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 I got this feeling like nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing, nothing. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing can stop what is coming down.
Nothing can stop what is coming.
Digital soldiers at the ready, strapped with the armor of God. Dig deep into your faith and stand steady. Nothing can stop what is coming. Sometimes you need to walk through the darkness before you see the light. Do not panic. Patriots around the world are in control of this fight. Nothing can stop what is coming.
Nothing can stop what's coming.
Nothing can stop what's coming.
Can you see it? Devil's gonna be coming down. Can you hear it? The millstones that they're grinding out. Yay, and I know, and I know, and I know, and I know. I know nothing can stop what is coming down. Oh, 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 I've got this feeling like nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing, nothing. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing can stop what is coming down. Nothing. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing can stop what's coming.
Thank you.
I would die on my feet before I live on my knees. I promise you this, I will defend this great land. Blue check losers can all pound sand. The time is here, there's nowhere to run, there's nowhere to hide. We will smoke them all out, they are living in fear. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing.
Nothing can stop what is coming.
Wow. When I'm done, it'll be like you were never here. That meme with Trump and Obama. I love that. What a great song. Stormy Patriot Joe with some words of wisdom. Red Wave coming. Wow. Shady Grove, welcome back to hour number two. And then that video goes in, it goes a little longer, but I tell you, you guys need to share this. I'm going to go ahead and drop this link right here. Nothing Can Stop What Is Coming. We got your six. It's their official music video right here, rumble.com, right there. There you go. Get it, share it, play it, enjoy it. Stormy Patriot Joe, words of wisdom. And I tell you, the voice and the talent, those are other Anons we know too, Shady. Wow. It's just so amazing.
Nice.
But Sheila, Stormy Patriot Joe on vocals, Sexy Boy, SSGQ was on guitar. You know, those are the ones we know. And cameo appearances by Liz Croken, Lisa May, Absolute 1776, Moi, Pepe Deluxe, Jordan Sather. We got Lisa May in the, yeah. And the video production was Sheila, Gutsy Sheila, and at Stormy Patriot Joe, at Gutsy, G-U-T-S-Y, Sheila, and at Stormy Patriot Joe on True Social and Stormy Patriot Joe on Telegram, too. What a great song, man. And we do have a lot of great talent in this community, don't we, Shady?
We absolutely do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got something I want to show you. You ready?
We absolutely do. This is a talk show. What do you got?
Check this out. Can you see it?
No.
Ah, there it is. No, there it is.
Oh, yeah. That's our. That's when we went to the rally. Oh, look at that. That's awesome.
This is from Scott, right? Scott is the name that sent us this?
Live free or die. Yep.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I got it this weekend, and it's so awesome, and I appreciate it. That's a heck of a moment whenever we walked through the gates at the Trump rally from getting our press passes from the MG show.
Yeah.
Very thankful.
And Shady, it was so fun talking to NBC, and I was underneath and talking to all these guys. Trump's dude was so nice. I was underneath the bleachers because it rained for like 2 hours or something, Shady. I mean, it was crazy. We all stayed. And it was fun, I tell you. That was an amazing rally. That was in Naples, I think, rally. And there's a rally in Miami this weekend, Shady.
Yep. You going?
Mm. Oh, mm-hmm.
You should go down there.
Classified.
It's not classified. Get your ass down there.
Everything is classified. All right. So apparently this ivory person has somebody else on now, an apparent former somebody from True the Vote. I mean, why don't you have people that, this is not about
like maybe Catherine made somebody mad or something. This is so stupid. This is about the facts that we have. This is defamation suit against True the Vote. There's somebody that is an FBI something or other. It's somebody, that, a name that they don't want to give up because it will hurt somebody. And maybe the Chinese allegedly could come after him and kill them. This is not a game. This is not a beauty contest. This is not, oh, this person wore green shoes. Oh, she went shunt. This is so stupid, guys. They want her out of this forever, Shady. They, ever since she opened True the Vote, truethevote.org, get over there and make sure you get a donation to there too. I mean, these people are fighting and they're in jail right now for not wanting to name, you know, somebody that saw actual data in China, and it's a defamation suit and the guy's arrested for it. This is absolutely insane, Shady. I just can't with these people.
No, they're not interested at all in the idea of the person that is being accused of a crime here or the evidence that shows that they did commit that crime. It has nothing to do with the person that showed them something. This has to do with the evidence, and the court is supposed to look at evidence, not the people that present the evidence. That would be something of the tyrant world, not America.
And, you know, John Penley, I believe, you know, they have been set up by the FBI. And you know, we know that when Connick, you know, was served, Eugene Yu on his desk, he had two cards on his desk. You know, they were working with patriotic FBI agents, and the up above, you know, weren't, Shady. That's basically the bottom line. They were set up, Shady Groove, by the corrupt FBI, the same ones that raided Mar-a-Lago, the same ones that, you know, are calling you terrorists, the same ones that says QAnon out of Arizona. You know, these people are insane.
And you mean, you know, this, you mean the same?
We want our country back. We want our country back, Shady. Go ahead.
You mean the same FBI that stood down and let the events of 9/11 take place, the same FBI that raided and burned the people out in Waco, the same FBI that attacked the gentleman out there in Idaho and Ruby Ridge? Is this the same FBI that has the guy on the radar every time he commits a mass school shooting, but they don't do anything until he commits the mass school shooting? That FBI, is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, that.
Not a good track record.
And, you know, Dilly's talking crap about, you know, so let's look at this again. This is Donald J. Trump. This is his Truth Social account. This is his account. Donald J. Trump with the check mark. There it is. He's got 4.44 million followers. He's following 58. And he says this. This is a devastating attack on democracy. And this says Alma Election Integrity Group, True the Vote, has released a statement following the shocking Monday morning arrest of the organization's founder, Catherine Engelbrecht, and contractor Greg Phillips.
Seems like he's supportive.
None? Yeah, so prayers for Catherine and Greg, guys. You know, that's a great idea. Garden gnome, my favorite gnome. She says maybe the good FBI agents are working with the judge to keep Catherine Gregg safe. Maybe that could be too. I mean, we don't know. There are a lot of information ops happening, but pray for them, guys. You know, and Shady, what were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say that it's a very sad time in our country to be in the moment that we're in right now because of what's happening to Greg and Catherine. But in all reality, it's a good time in our country because we are actually watching them act in a way that they normally do and nobody pays attention to. They do this to people all the time, and they don't have a national headline story. They don't have a bunch of patriots behind them, and then they get lost in the mix. And so right now you're seeing something very, very clearly. And how does it play out? I'm not real sure. I'm not going to pretend that I know how it plays out, but I do understand what the truth is, and you know what the truth is. And the truth is that there shouldn't be anybody's polling worker data, personal information on any server in China regarding our elections here. It's very, very simple. I don't think that anybody would agree with that, given sitting down in a person-to-person conversation. You know, it's only on the internet.
Are you defaming a CCP spy, allegedly, Shady Groove?
I'm not only defaming a CCC spy, but we got to go arrest the company, Jeff. You can't arrest the guy that owns the company. You got to go get the building, and you got to get the chairs, and you got to get the file cabinets. You got to probably even take the light bulbs, you know, because those light bulbs are expensive that they use these days. Yeah. You got to get that stuff. That's what you prosecute, not the guy that owns the company. That's just silly.
How about all of it? You know, I'm down for whatever. You know, these people are sick. Donald Trump just, Truth Social just now, actually while I was watching it, I said happy birthday to the great Gary Player. This is a happy birthday to the great Gary Player. More winners of tournaments worldwide than anyone else, in my opinion. Number three in golf history all time.
Onto your left side when you play. People are all hanging back. When you hang back, you finish. You've got to get your weight forward. Look at my chair here. There. Watch how the chair rotates. See that? That's what your body's got to do. Sit in a chair and do this if you've got a wheelchair like this or a chair with springs. There. Look. There. And you see an interesting thing when you're in a chair, you swing back flatter. You see that? That's what you do. You don't want this kind of swing. You want to swing it on a flatter plane and then rotate your body like that. Don't hit the ball with your hands because your hands are the weakest part of your body. And logic prevails. You hit the ball with the strongest. That's there. That's like a plank, man. Like a plank. And use it.
What is going on? That was some weird comms. But, you know, thinking the way I think, right? Wasn't that interesting?
he's saying, go like a bull, be like a lion. Don't yeah. walk around like a girl. It's like normal stuff.
Oh my gosh. Great. Oh my gosh. So, and then, Donald J. Trump has been posting some really good, call me 007. You know, oh, Bill,
did you see the one with Hillary last night?
Probably nice lady.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, there it is.
Very nice lady. There she is. What a nice. Great. I love the houndstooth.
I put that one on Twitter last night. I thought that I would wake up with the same fate as you guys, but they let that one roll.
That's right. This is another one right here. The illegitimate Biden regime will be brought to its knees on November 8th, 2022. Vote in person. 11-8-22, J.D. Groove.
Wow. Wow, yeah. Wow. And the ACAPs of the world are literally melting down all around us, whether it's Ben Collins or ACAP or Will Sommer or what's the other guy's name? Oh, even Colin Hoback, by the way, is out there running the narrative that Jim Watkins is targeting Fred Brennan or whatever, trying to have him killed because Jim doesn't want anybody to find out that he was the one that was actually made those Q drops over the summer. So, by the way, just to put that out there, Hoback is still at it.
About on Twitter. And then all these people, Shady Grove, this is why they're freaking out. Where we go one, we go all. Look at that. That's a where we go
Look
one, we go
at
all.
That.
And, you know, we've got someone passed out at the Trump rally and started singing Amazing Grace. These are all from, look at this. I remember this.
That was really something. I want to just thank everybody for the way you behaved. That was beautiful. And that at the end was beautiful. Amazing Grace. Thank you very much. That was beautiful.
That was beautiful. You know, that's the kind of people we are. And they're like all nasty and worried about 82-year-old men and hammers and trying to cover up some sort of weird thing that they got going on. I also want to play this one, Shady. Let's all do the Trump dance. Retruth by President Donald J. Trump.
We made America great again once, and we're going to make America great again. Get your Ultra MAGA groove on. Can you feel it? America's coming alive.
Wow. I just love that, Shady.
Doesn't that get you excited and like wanting to jump yeah. around and just get out and do something for your country that's positive and productive and slap a communist on social media somewhere?
Yeah, it does. Hang on one second. So, you know, so don't fret, guys. We are winning. We got to be careful when we vote. Get out there and vote. Vote on the day. You know, we just got to get out there in droves. And I think we are. And they're afraid, Shady. They are afraid.
Well, they're afraid of the lines that they're going to see next Tuesday, I think. I think that sometime circa the midday come next Tuesday, they're going to be really, really understanding how many people come out. Remember that we usually get like 15, maybe 25% less, even more for the midterm elections. A lot of people don't pay attention. A lot of people don't vote, especially, you know, whenever it's in between presidential elections. But I think this time, I have a sneaking suspicion that we're going to bring more people to the polls than we've brought to a midterm election in maybe 20 years, maybe more. People are really frustrated. You know, I know that people were very activated in the mid-80s whenever inflation was absolutely out of control, similar to what it is right now, guys. I mean, you go to get a home loan, I think it's like almost 8% you're going to have to pay. I mean, finance. I mean, this is insane. And the and as a matter of fact, Jeff, I got a couple of correspondences yesterday on some people that I knew growing up and what I would consider Democrats and liberals and liberal-minded people. And, you know, it's like a friend and his wife, and they're not going to vote a single Democrat. They said they're going to vote straight Republican, and it has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with understanding what America means and wanting America to stay America and not go into the cesspool of what we would consider totalitarianism, which is unfortunately what they are engineering. I mean, you know, the idea that you can't take a picture of a Dropbox. I mean, really? Think about that for a second. You can't take a picture of the Dropbox. Oh, okay. Well, you know, yeah, there's a lot of pictures of Dropboxes out there.
There is. Remember the I'm just going to play a little bit of this because these are how sick these people are. I'm sorry. I just saw this again. Remember we played that Snuggle commercial from Kimmel? Well, looks like Kimmel won.
No, the Norquist is coming for me! I must appease him with the gift of a man-child! Come to me! I must feed you!
So you can watch the rest of that, but this is the kind of crap. Is that funny? Does anybody think that's funny? What is wrong with this world, Shady?
It's not intended to be funny. That's a message to you. That's a message to the patriots that watch this show. That's a message to the patriots that pay attention to Donald Trump. That's a message to the people that know what the fight is really about, and they are mocking you.
Yeah, that's a good point. So help me make this make some sense.
Stolen elections. COVID being a hoax.
What does this have to do with a guy in his underwear with a hammer?
And a not effect.
What does this have to
people
do
may not be
with
so
a
well balanced?
Stop.
What makes a sense?
Stop. Shut up. Shut up, you disgusting, despicable, filthy CIA money laundering pedophile. Shut your cake hole. Now my life is in danger because some guy in underwear shows up at Pelosi's house, well, whether it's real or not.
Your life is not in danger. But I thought that was kind of funny how it just came out. I mean, you know, everything is like, you know, Paul Pelosi hammer, tying it to the J6 narrative. All the different narratives are trying to tie together with one incident. With this, it's just dry. It's making me wonder what is going on with the Democrats. Are they really panicking, Shady? What do you think? Are they this is panic.
There's no other way to describe it. There's no other way to break it down than to understand that that's what they're doing. I mean, the idea that the communists are out front telling you the truth about what they think. I mean, they're not hiding it. They tell you they want freedom to have drag shows in schools, preschools. We would prefer the drag show. Be held at the preschool. Oh yeah, by the way, let's give everybody free pre-K care so that you get your kid in the preschool so that what? So that we start grooming them early.
Yeah.
So that we can weaponize them against one another. That's what the division. The division in the heart of a human being is engineered. You don't come stock with it. Nobody does. That's what people don't get. You're not born hating anyone. You're not born not liking anything. You're taught that by the people that are around you as you grow up. And right now, the establishment in America is trying to shred everything that we hold dear. And like I said earlier, that's why we can't fight with virtue. That's why we have to fight with force and vigor, and you have to knock them in the head because they don't understand anything else.
So we might need to roll out Bill Clinton, Shady Groove.
The truth.
Uh-oh.
We do have too much inflation. And we do have too much crime. COVID did weird things to people all over the country. But all this tough talk doesn't amount to ill of beans that the Republicans are making.
Shady.
Yeah.
I'm just going to try to help too, Shades.
Well, how much is your hill of beans?
Hill de Beast.
Oh, Hill de Beast. Got
I
it.
Did. You know, you guys misheard me, but you know, I was actually impeached too. I was impeached.
You want a deal?
What about speak? No deals. Deal. Yeah. I want a deal.
No deals.
Yeah. I mean, that's how crazy these guys are. I mean, you know, they are panicking, Shady. And apparently, you know, video, like we got some video. Apparently, Brazil doesn't like stolen elections. Look at that. Look at those people, man. I mean, that gives you a really good idea. Did you see how many people were there, Shady?
So that's all the people out in the streets celebrating their new president.
No, because
what are they doing?
So Bolsonaro came out and said he's not going to concede.
Yeah, and then they came out behind him.
Yes, they did, and they are out in force today. Protesting stolen elections, Shady Groove.
Huh. Imagine that. Boy, it sure does seem to be a little bit of a weird virus called freedom that's coming around.
Yeah. So we could actually have some, because Biden is set to speak today, that the 2022 midterm elections could easily be illegitimate if Congress does not pass voting rights legislation, and Biden will address the threat of election deniers in a speech at 7 p.m. Wednesday from Washington's Union Station.
Mm-hmm. Green screened teleprompters and all. I wonder if he's going to have Dark Brandon there again today.
Oh, my gosh.
But isn't it funny? Like, isn't it funny? Think about it. I mean, it's frustrating. I understand that. But isn't it funny that how many times have you heard MSNBC or Hillary or Joe Biden or Adam King, any of these people, how many times have you heard them say the word conspiracy in the last 6 months? I mean, about that. They're saying it over and over and over and over again. 2, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, they would have never... You know, before Trump, especially, they would never say the word conspiracy. They would avoid it like the plague. They wouldn't talk about anything that was going on. They wouldn't acknowledge any of the stuff that happened with 9/11. They didn't acknowledge any of the stuff that happened with weapons of mass destruction. And now, all of a sudden, it's just a completely different aspect, right? There, it's conspiracy this and conspiracy that. Everything is a conspiracy. Doesn't it seem like that we're corralling those voices, and all of the patriots are surrounding them, and they're just standing there in the middle screaming the word conspiracy over and over again and nothing else? I mean, that's what I'm seeing at this point.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? It's insane. So the Biden invasion continues, Shady Groove. I mean, you know, there's still people rolling in, you know, on the border. We still got a war. Oh, boy.
Yeah. We got the shipping containers that were put in place. I think it was in New Mexico. They put a bunch of double stack, triple stack shipping containers over the holes in the wall, and the Department of Justice came in and forced them to remove those and expose the holes in the wall again. Tells you who they're fighting for, guys.
So let's name this tune, Shady. This is a Scavino. I think it was on maybe Facebook or Instagram. Check it out. Name that tune. Can you name that tune, Shady?
I cannot.
You can't. You named the other one.
I did.
So this This is the sum of all fears payback. Sorry,
it's happening.
I don't know why I like that.
I do.
Something going on, you think, Shady Groove?
Something's going on. There is an air of truth and justice and honesty that is coming back. The tide, I think, has turned away from the woke geniuses over there who think that they're going to use 10-15% of the population and weaponize it against the other 80-85%. That has officially failed. They may not know it yet, but it has, because we have seen, you can tell it's failed because these America First candidates have ascended to through the primary. They made it through the primary. 10 years ago, America First candidate would have been like, you know, finding a sniper or something. You know, it would have been something you didn't even know what the heck it was. And now we've got all these great America First candidates that got through, out past the breaker, and have ascended to be the candidate to elect in their respective states, not just Arizona, but in Michigan and in Ohio, in Pennsylvania. In Georgia, in Florida, we've got patriots all around the country that are America First. And whenever we get them all convened in the same house, remember what Q said, something very interesting, a clean house is very important. And I think that we're going to be one step closer to that after next Tuesday.
Affected. And they're under siege by our Republican friends. And by the way, this ain't your father's Republican Party. This is a different deal right now. There's a lot of good Republicans out there, but they're under a lot of pressure. Social Security and Medicare are the two things I want to talk about. You know, they've been around a long time. President Roosevelt signed the Social Security law into law 87.
Didn't it sound like something we played on the show with It's Not Your... We said the same kind of thing. Is that his counter-narrative to what we said on the show? Remember we played McCarthy, Shady Groove, talking about, you know, the Commiecrat Party. Remember that, Shady?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I honestly don't know. You know, I mean, they're programming the guy every day. He's barely making it through his statements now. He has deteriorated. His health has deteriorated greatly within just the last couple of months. He's nowhere near what he was. Even, you know, I know it wasn't good a year ago, but I'm telling you, it is like you can see him not able to hold on to things in a completely different way now. And you know, at this point, Hillary is waiting there. She's waiting there with the hook, ready to pull him off that stage.
Scary.
It is.
It's really
scary. What's going
on. So Carrie Lake, let's watch a little bit of Carrie Lake. This was awesome. The Dems are freaking out right now, Shady. They're like wondering why, you know, Katie Hobbs won't debate Carrie Lake. Let's watch. They're acting like it's a toss up, like you were saying, even though she's, you know, ahead over, I bet it's over 11 points. They're just making it up. But check out a little bit of this, Shady Group. Check it out.
Governors have a lot of power. Our last Fox News power toss rankings, up. In fact, before the election, still have this race in the toss up column. New Fox polling shows Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs and Republican Carrie Lake are in a statistical dead heat. That 1 point lead for Lake, well within the margin of error. But a big enthusiasm gap could make the difference. In that same poll, 68%...
That's probably the actual...
...say they are excited, Shady, to go vote. ...describe their support for Hobbs as enthusiastic. That's a 20-point deficit for the Democrat. Republican candidate for Arizona Governor Carrie Lake in focus now. Good to have you on the program. First of
good
all,
morning,
let's start with, you know, in September, you were a point apart. August, you were 3 points apart, and she was leading. And now it has flipped, and it's been consistent. What has made the difference?
Well, we've been out actually working and talking to the people. We've been out for more than 500 days meeting with Arizonans, talking about the issues that are affecting their lives, putting together policy that will help solve our problems. She's been hiding in the basement. She barely showed up in the Democrat primary. Nobody ever saw her. She's been in her basement, just like Joe Biden was. So I think the difference is we have policies that are common sense policies to help with the issues Arizonans are facing every day. And Katie Hobbs has been hiding. She refuses to debate. She disrespects the people so much, she will not take the debate stage and talk about what she wants to do for Arizona. That, and she's a twice convicted racist who's cost the people of Arizona $3 million. And the press doesn't cover that.
You know, it's interesting. When you use language to describe her, she has a word, apparently, that she uses about you that I picked up just this morning. I was going through video. I'm like, okay, why wouldn't she sit down? Let's hear the latest for the reasons why she won't debate you, which benefits who? The voters, mostly. Let's watch.
Why then not get on the debate stage and debate her?
Not only is Carrie Lake, has she centered her entire platform around this election denialism, I didn't want to give her a bigger stage.
It seems like it would be an easy fix if you stood up on a debate stage and confronted her about these issues.
Look, we're 6 days out from the election, and our campaign strategy is our campaign strategy. Whether or not we debated in this race is not going to decide this election.
I have stood up to this bully for the past 2 years, and Arizonans have seen that, and I'm going to continue to do that.
Okay. First of all, what's your reaction to that?
Oh, just another excuse from Katie Hobbs. I want to know, why didn't she show up for the Democrat debate? She's afraid of taking the debate stage. She can't articulate her policies. And frankly, the policy she wants for Arizona would turn us into California. And I can tell you right now, that's not what Arizona wants. She's soft on the border. She doesn't care about securing the border. Her idea for the border is let Joe Biden handle it. He's the guy who got us in the trouble we're in right now. And we know from her record that she's out of touch when it comes to what families want. As a legislator, she co-sponsored legislation to start and introduce kindergartners to sex education. I don't know any parent who wants that. And that was something she pushed when she was in the legislature. She's out of touch. And I don't care who comes in to rally with her. Nobody's interested in Katie Hobbs. You saw the enthusiasm numbers. You mentioned them, Harris. There's zero enthusiasm. She just put out a video and it got zero views. Nobody is interested in what she has to say. And I think she's going to take a resounding loss.
It's also a loss for the voters, because they don't get to know both of you in a room being asked the tough questions. And as far as skipping the Democratic debate, I mean, I don't know why she would do that. I mean, that's an opportunity. That's like free advertising for her. But I do want to get to this, because I know you do take the tough questions and you do have the tough talk. Fox polling shows 47% of voters are concerned that your views are too extreme. That's compared to 42% who say the same about your opponent. Talk to me about this.
Well, I mean, what am I extreme on? If you throw me any of my views and explain where it's extreme, I'm happy to talk to you about it. But I don't know what's extreme about wanting to secure the border. We have a bold plan to secure the border starting on day one, calling it what it is, an invasion. We have a plan to give $500 million back to hardworking taxpaying citizens by eliminating the grocery tax and eliminating the rental tax in Arizona. And we have plans to start dual track education so that our high school kids after 10th grade can get a trade skill training, a vocational training education, or career certification right there in high school so they're ready to take on the opportunities that await them. I don't know what's extreme about that. And I don't know what's extreme about wanting to fully fund our police and make sure that all of our police departments are fully staffed. These are not extreme ideas. That's what the left has been saying. Mm. They've been putting dark money into attack ads, trying to paint me as an extremist. But when you listen to what I have to say, my ideas are very common sense.
So you
they are extreme.
You are getting to something as you lay out your plan. There for the people of Arizona, you're getting to something, and that is all the money. And now they're bringing in Barack Obama, who I know you say you don't care who they bring in, the Democrats, but they clearly see a weak spot for this seat and also the Senate seat in your state. And so the ads that they're running obviously would be part of the language that seeps into polling. We don't know what's going to happen, though, but we do know who's most excited to go to the polls based on other polling. Real quickly, I want to talk to you a little bit more about the border, because I I'm not going to ask you to talk about your opponent and what she thinks about it, because she should be making that case for herself. But yeah, I mean,
I
live not far from where you're about to go have your next event. You're going to the Social Tap, right, in Old Town? In Scottsdale?
I believe that's where it is. Yeah, we have several events today.
So part of the year, my husband's in Arizona, in full disclosure, and so we're there. And people are talking about this. I mean, it's the border situation in Arizona in particular is different than Texas. It is mainly about fentanyl. And then that fentanyl goes all over the country. You have to have a handle on the border. And if people have an idea of what that looks like, that's why you needed a debate. I know kind of, but yep. I want the viewers to hear it directly from you. I know kind of what you stand for. Katie Hobbs has a few days to make that point as well.
Well, I'll tell you what I stand for. Taking back control of our southern border from the narco-terrorists who are hell-bent on poisoning us with fentanyl. And I'm going to tell you, Harris, I didn't know you were a resident here, and I'm happy to hear that, or part-time resident. The hardest thing in the last 500-plus days on the campaign trail has been having moms and dads come up to me and tell me that they lost a 19-year-old son or a 17-year-old daughter or a 20-year-old daughter because they took one pill and they didn't realize it was laced with fentanyl that came over across the border from the Mexican cartels, and they'll never get their child back. We don't have the option to have a weak leader in Arizona. We need somebody who's ready to secure that border, take on the cartels, and protect our future and our children. I don't want to have to face another mom or dad who's lost a child. That child never comes back. And it's appalling that we haven't had strong leadership to protect our citizens. That's going to end in January 23 when I'm sworn into office.
Carrie Lake, Republican candidate for Arizona governor, where they are only a one percentage point apart right now. That's within the margin of error, and it has gone back and forth.
I doubt it, Katie. It's not back and forth. She's going to lose. They need their vote fraud apparatus, which is why all of the eyes are on Clean Elections USA and you, the beautiful patriots that are smiling and watching people vote legally and having a great time out there. Wow, Shady. Panic in D.C.
Don't you think that people that want to run for office should want to explain to the people what it is they want to do? I mean, if you are running to represent the people, the format that we have developed for people being able to figure out who you are is a debate. And any politician, I don't care who you are. I mean, I don't care how long back you go. Any politician knows this. This is the procedure. But again, we are seeing things that we've never seen before. Never seen anybody cow out of a debate like, what, five or six times in multiple different races. I mean, it's like that should tell you everything you need to know. If the person is not willing to stand on a stage with the other person and debate the issues, no matter what they are, who they are, that person is not fighting to represent the people. That person is obviously fighting either to represent themselves or a globalist entity that may or may not be connected to China.
Who? China?
China.
Let's see. All right. So this, okay. So I just wanted to get this real quick. This is an update. Let me just find it. Update on Greg. So the warden's wife is a patriot. The warden was not following the case, but his wife was. After finding out that Greg and Catherine was at their location and connecting the dots as to whom they were, the warden came in and spoke to Greg and Catherine for some time. After discussion, the warden, being a patriot and constitution-loving badass, cleared an entire floor and have Greg housed there. Door open, rec room, whenever he wants. Seems white hats are in control.
That's actually pretty good news. I'm glad to hear something like that.
So it's confirmed that, you know, I'm not sure who that is, but it's somebody that would know. I just know that.
We met him at the pit. We met Ghost at the pit. He's on their team. He does know.
Look at what Ghost of Logos said. Source of intel from his son. Okay, I guess we'll see what happens. But Catherine, you know, may not have it as good from what I understand, but she's okay as well. I mean, just prayers up, guys.
Well, Catherine is recovering. I mean, you know, it takes a long time for a human being to recover from an event like what went on with her. So, you know, she is just on the edge of actually coming out of that. So it's not a good environment for her to get better, no matter what.
And Greg too. I mean, you know, he's had cancer coming back and forth, and you know, it's not good for him either. It's not good for anybody.
No,
it's not good for you. It's not good for any patriot. But yet,
that is,
you know, all these other people can just walk free, Shady.
Yeah. Mm. And there's no consequence.
Mm-mm-mm. I tell you, Shady, I'm just trying to just look and see what else is going on. But there's there's a write-up in Reuters right here. Let me just make my computer lit. Brazil court presses military on review of voting system document show. This is from Reuters, guys. This is Brazil's federal audit court. TCU asked the defense ministry on Tuesday to provide its report on Brazil's electronic voting machines used during this month's election, which Bolsonaro has attacked baselessly. Look at it, which is attacked as vulnerable to fraud. Why don't they just say that? Which Bolsonaro has suggested that they're attacked and vulnerable to fraud. How about they're vulnerable? Take this out. The TCU sought a copy of the report in a request seen by Reuters, and said that after a military inspection of the voting machines on election day, quote, state security will be strengthened with the disclosure of such information. The TCU press office confirmed that it had made the request. The defense ministry and presidential press office did not reply to the request for comment. Brazil media reported the defense ministry has refused to disclose the findings of its review or comment on its status. Uh-oh. The newspaper O Globo reported on Tuesday that the ministry had told Bolsonaro that the inspection had the result from 385 machines that had found nothing irregular, and the president had not authorized a public disclosure of their findings. O Globo report in a column was based off the accounts of three unnamed generals, of whom said Bolsonaro had asked the military to look further. Bolsonaro told reporters they had not received the document and called the media reports an invention. A lot of shenanigans going on. You know, not, I don't know how they vote, but you know, do they have drop boxes too? Do they, I mean, you know, there's so much vote fraud machines, you know, I mean, just every, and he who counts the votes, Shady.
Well, I mean, that's what we have to go back to. We have to go back to the late mid 60s and 70s, and the whole setup there in South America. I'm of the opinion that they pretty much control all of the levers, that they control most of the levers here in America. Since we know that they control most of them here in America, we have to assume they control all of them in every other country. And that's why every time the people that seem to fail the most, they always fail up. You know, it's like you fail here and then you get promoted. And you fail here, and you get promoted some more. And that's a little bit backwards from what we kind of are. What we talk about a merit, you know, like you progress through life because you get better at what you do, not because you do it badly. You get another opportunity.
That's right. That's absolutely right. You know, you gotta, you know, and you know, we've gotta just watch our elections, guys. Become poll watchers. Get out there. Watch a drop box nonchalantly. You are on your own, okay? You are you. You are a citizen that's concerned, that wants to watch a drop box. That's all you got to say, no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't prove anything.
I think that one thing that's really good for us to mention right now is we are here a week away from the election. We've had Melody has been talking to people about this for a little while now. Had a lot of people around the country that have responded and have gone out and done something. And look at everything that's occurred. They've only got one incident, one particular person or two people that they are focused on. Out of all the people that have watched the drop boxes, that's the only thing that Mark Elias and his whole can of idiots can point to. I think that's a pretty big success that we can chalk up for the Patriots.
Can of idiots. I love that. And that's basically what they are, funded by foreign and domestic billionaires. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, I want my country back. It's not a democracy. No, you know, nor is it a constitutional. It's a, they always say it's a constitutional democracy. It's not, it's a republic and we're trying to fight to keep it. If we can keep it, we're going to keep it, Shady. We've got to keep it. So get out there, make sure you vote, make sure you get peoples to the polls, whatever you do. I mean, we got what, less than, it's 6 days, Shady.
How many days, Yeti? Where's the, there it is. How many days we got?
Is it there?
He's telling me my headset.
Did that go out? Did that go out to everybody or?
No, he's too shy.
Yeah. So we call our producer Mr. Dead Air. Thank you, Mr. Dead Air.
Dead
we appreciate
Air Yeti.
Uh oh, he's saying 1 second. I gotta look at him now. But guys, thank you very much for joining the MG show. We're sponsored by you. We're not sponsored by Lucifizer. mg.show/donate. givesendgo.com/cleanelectionsusa. truethevote.org as well. Ian, if you guys want to fund some patriots, there's some patriots to fund. What were you going to say, Yeti? I don't see you. Oh, he said 1 second. I don't know.
He got locked up again. He locked up.
So we'll see you guys tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday, Shady Groove. So we'll see you guys tomorrow, Shady. Great show, as always.
Thank you guys
very much for joining us. We appreciate you guys. And we will see you on the flip side on Thursday. Alpha Punisher. Pray for everybody in harm's way, guys.
This was a setup like we've never seen. I think it's the political crime of the century. And they've been caught. So let's see what happens to them all.
I caught the swamp. I caught them all. Let's see what happens.
I'll tell you, we caught them cold.
It's about time that something happens, okay? It's about time that something happens. It's enough. We got plenty of information on these crooks. Bunch of crooks. Thing like that's never happened in the history of our country, and it's about time that something happens.
Tonight, President Trump raised a few questions this evening after what he said during a photo op summoning reporters, telling them this was the calm before the storm. ABC's Cecilia Day asking the White House today, what did he mean?
In the White House state dining room, this is the image President Trump summoned reporters to see. The president smiling, surrounded by his top military leaders and their spouses. Then came the unsolicited cryptic comment.
You guys know what this represents? At all. There is the calm before the storm.
What's the storm?
Could be the calm before the storm.
What storm is the president?
We have the world's great military people. So I will tell you that. We have great people. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
Mr. President, what did you mean by calm before the storm yesterday? What did you mean by that?
Thank you very much. You'll find out.
There's no transition because they came after me trying to do a coup. They came after me spying on my campaign. They started from the day I won and even before I won, from the day I came down the escalator with our first lady. They were a disaster. They were a disgrace to our country. And we've caught them. We've caught them all. We've got it all on tape. We've caught them all. And by the way, you gave the idea for the Logan Act against General Flynn. You better take a look at that, because we caught you in a sense. And President Obama was sitting in the office. He knew about it, too. So don't tell me about a free transition.
It's time, guys. That's Alpha Punisher at Alpha Punisher on True Social. This has been the MG Show, www.mg.show. Boom.